out in a cart or a wagon. What was the container called? No, that's not too good. I'll ask this one. What terms would you use for other things like that out in the yard, you know, which you'd attach a garden hose to?
Yeah.
Or maybe a fireman would hitch, you know, his fire hose to something like that.
Yeah. I don't know if I can think.
Sometimes, you know, they bring out big containers too in the field and they have these little things on them.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get back to that. Then you might say also, it was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze.
Yeah, and if they froze, they freeze so hard.
Yeah, then ice didn't work and run.
What's that?
Ice didn't work and run.
Uh-huh. And if the ice got so solid and the water got backed up so much, something might happen to the pipe.
Burst him, yeah.
And if you struck a pin, okay, but that's the same thing. Okay, something that you might have to roll off a wagon on a couple of logs or boards, what you call that? You know, the thing that you sort of roll around off a wagon. It's a big thing. Or people used to buy flour and they used to have it in a
barrel.
What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in a fairly large quantities?
Come in big bars.
Mm-hmm. What about the little smaller ones?
Buckets. Yeah.
Or molasses, or you might about have lard in one of these too? What'd you call that?
Might be a 5 gallon. Mm-hmm. 5 gallon jugs or cans. Yeah.
You ever hear it called a stand?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What did you hear it called?
Jugs or sharp jugs, sharp buckets.
Or a stand?
A sharp stand, yeah.
You heard of that?
Yeah.
Okay. If your salt box had no spout in it, you might make something with this, like making a cone, you know, with a sheet of paper, you know? And you might pour the salt in the small shaker with this cone here. What would you call that cone? It helps you to pour, you know, like stuff into a little small bottle.
Yeah, I know if I can think.
You ever hear of it called a tunnel or a funnel?
Funnel, yeah.
Okay. What would you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
Whip.
If you brought some food at a store and the grocer might put them in a
paper sack.
Uh-huh. How was in back in the old days, how was a fairly large quantity of sugar packed, you know? Like 50 pounds or so, you know, would they pack that in?
How many papers that say, yeah?
Uh-huh. You ever hear of it in a bag?
Bag? Yeah.